Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just need to double check, wee man. I trust your nose entirely, but your first language is woof, and you're still learning English. You said dragon, right?
Alright.
Oh boy. Okay, we need to have a think about what to do, kiddo. However, maybe we can do that undercover somewhere. What do you say?
Alright.
Now I know that I packed a cabin in the magical panniers of the crypto cycle, but I figured that building, as it were, a brand new cabin would stand out as a target for a dragon. So we're here, underneath the camouflage sheet that's over the crypto cycle, way less likely to be seen. Right, kiddo, I know that we've seen a dragon in action before, way back in episode 3, when we got to see one fight St. George. Now that dragon was actually decent, and the story was very slanted. But of all the cryptids and beasties that we've investigated and researched, it has been dragons who are top of the unpredictable of temperament list. We need to be on our toes. Obviously, if we had any sense, the safest option would be to get back on the bike and head back to Casa CK. But to actually be able to get up close and personal with a dragon? We can't pass up that opportunity. We're not that smart, are we, wee man?
Oh no.
What do we know about dragons? Other than that they're really, really big, have the ability to toast a million slices of bread at the same time, and can be, at times, rather grumpy. Oh yeah, they can also fly and squish a human like a bug should they feel the need. We're gonna be fine, we'll be fine. Okay, let's not dwell on the terrifying side of this. While what happened here is devastating to the colony, it does look like we solved a centuries-old mystery, wee man. Well, you did most of the work. We may see an actual dragon in the scaly flesh. From a distance. A really long distance, but still very exciting. Like watching the space shuttle take off. Let's do some pondering. As your magnificent schnozzle has shown, there's been a dragon in this here parts. And as there are still things on fire and or smouldering, we have to think it was here not that long ago. Maybe even yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm about to say is going to sound pretty icky. We kind of have to think that the dragon's probably not that hungry just now. Because, you know, it's eaten very well recently.
Oh boy.
I know, wee man. I'm trying to think of how much time we have before it goes a-hunting again. From what I've read about the appetites of dragons, while they do like their munchies, they're like snakes. If they eat enough, they don't need to eat again for quite a while.
And would you want to fly around on a full stomach?
Nah.
That's just asking for cramping and indigestion. It's the dragon version of humans not swimming for an hour after eating.
So I think we're good for at least a couple of days. But I do also think we should probably move sooner rather than later. Because the main problem we have is that we don't actually know where it is exactly. My suggestion is that we pop over to where the Croatoan tribe were based. Maybe they put up that word on the trees to point where they were trying to head for safety. But possibly it was pointing to where the dragon had come from. Either way, I think it's a plausible first step. What do you reckon, wee man? Does that sound like a plan?
Rest, boss.
Good loon. So while it's still light, we're gonna get moving. We pop our heads out. Well, I pop my head out. All you can see of Finn is twitching nostrils. We safer just now, kiddo? Dragon whiff is in the distant.
Russ.
Fab, let's get moving. We pack up our gear and plot the coordinates. It's not that far at all, and under normal circumstances I would just drive. But unfortunately, the cryptocycle isn't amphibious. And as talented as the bike is, it can't swim. You ready, wee man? Finn is belted and helmeted. Gives me a paws up. Righto. Here we go. We've arrived. Here we are on the actual Croatoan island. In present day, this is known as Hatteras Island. And while it's 50 mile long, it's so skinny that it's sometimes not even shown on maps. Think of a runway that needs a haircut. I say that because we've arrived in long grass, so long that it's actually taller than me. Handy cover, though. Okay, fella, let's get tootlin'. While we were going over the maps, something we did discover was that there were a few caves dotted about the island. Can't think of a better place to look for a dragon than there. We're out of the long grass and are now on sand. It's a lovely looking beach. Proper beach. I say proper beach because originally I'm from Aberdeen on the northeast coast of Scotland. That has a beach. But the downside is, you need to put on more clothes when you go there due to it being so cold that you might lose some fingers from frostbite. Here though, it's smashing. I wonder if it... Oh, never mind. He's already flying out the sidecar. Ever seen a dog on sand? He's whizzing around like a rocket. Sometimes I'm not sure if he's actually loving the feel of the sand or if he's trying to get away from it. Judging by the major lolling his tongue is doing, I'm going to say he's a happy beast though. I'm also very glad he's still got his helmet on. He's reaching some speed. While he's fleeing around, I've got the map out, searching for the direction for the cave. It would seem that the first one we need to check is only around 5 miles ahead, and then left a bit. Works for me. I start to head forward on the cycle while Finn is still scalping around like a mad thing. He sees me start to move, but decides to stay on the beach and keep up that way instead. I'm not going that fast. As excited as I am of the chance to see a dragon, hey, why rush? Only takes about 20 minutes before we get close to the first cave. Finn hopped back in about a quarter way along. Told him he needed to conserve his energy and he's pretty much napped the rest of the way. I give him a nudge and we took to our feet. I then waited a good 30 seconds so he could stretch and yawn. I swear it gets longer every time. Are you done?
Ready.
Judging by the calculations, we needed to head northwest. However, I have no idea what way that is. And the compass is at home.
Oh, sheesh.
Right, Ophin. Hooter at the ready.
All right.
Right, wee man. Nose down for a full house. He led the way as his almost mystical smelling ability took over. Unlike back in Rowan Oak, when the scent really got him worked up, he was a lot calmer this time, pausing every now and then to make sure he still had the whiff before striding on again. As he led the way, I kept an eye out for any dragons. In fact, I kept out both eyes and both ears just to make sure. Where we had driven to was more overgrown than the beach. That long grass was around us, but patchy rather than uniform. A few sporadic copses of trees were dotted about the place as well. The sun was hanging on to the last wee remnants of the day. That gorgeous little period before the sun fully sets and dusk takes over. Finn was snuffling away like a truffle pig. Don't tell him I compared him to a pig. I could also hear him doing his sniffing tune.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
His demeanour was still relaxed. Then he stopped suddenly and looked back at me.
Close.
He nuzzled his way forward, sweeping to the left. His tail started waggling quicker and quicker. Then he stopped and nodded his head towards a batch of trees just ahead. We slowly walked forwards, eyes and ears peeled for any scaly blighters. It was at this point that I realised I had watched way too many scary movies. And I decided, there and then, I'm definitely going to stick to films that don't have creepy fellas in boiler suits or stripy jumpers. We passed the thresholds of the trees, and after a few more feet, it was then that I could see it. The entrance to the cave.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Dense vegetation and the trees had made it that bit harder to see, especially if you weren't looking for it. Almost like something had made the trees grow there. Dragons are magic, right? There's a logic to it. This island is basically just one long flat beach. Not a lot of hiding places for a giant flying mythical creature. Magic up some clumps of trees to hide your wee home. Extra cover for the cave entrance. Makes sense. we approach slowly, both of us very aware that we're close to finding a dragon. The darkness of the cave is looking like it could just swallow us both up. The day was also growing long in the tooth, and the pervading light was starting to match the cave's blackness. Finn, is this the time I should tell you I forgot my torch? Only kidding, wee man, here we are. Pulled the powerful torch from my jacket, clicked on the light, the beam illuminating our pathway. I raised it to the entrance of the cave and then... Get down, kiddo! We both hit the deck, wondering what on earth had just happened. A massive explosion. Our ears were ringing as if the Hunchback of Notre Dame had set up a belfry in our brain houses. Finn was right beside me, safe, as was I. We raised our heads and that's when we saw what the explosion had been. The crypto-cycle was ablaze. My stomach sank. How would we get home? Then it got worse. We slowly raised our heads and we could see it against the now dark sky. The dragon. It destroyed our transportation. We're in 1590. They don't have telly. As dragons go, it was pretty darn big. Not the biggest. Maybe 15 foot in length from ugly snout to pronged tail. It was a shade of brown that I would call Mars bar. Of course, I compare colours to food. Its leathery wings beating leisurely so as to keep it hovering above the flames of what was the crypto-cycle. It broke my bike. Ooh, I was cross. That's when I started to wonder. Had it been tailing us all this time? Somehow keeping invisible, staying out of sight, or that it just happened to see something unusual on his patch and thought, I'll melt that. Uh-oh, it's coming this way. Finn, let's hide in the cave. Maybe we can wait it out. We both jumped up and as quickly as we could, we scrambled towards the cave. We had barely gotten 10 feet when there was a swoosh, followed by a very impactful thud as the dragon landed in front of the cave entrance, blocking it from me and the wee man. Well, bum. It looked down at us in such a way that I now know how a sandwich feels when I'm about to go at it. We can't outrun it. We definitely can't outfly it. Only one thing I could think of doing. Hello, my friend.
You're not my friend. You're a snack.
We don't mean you any harm.
You couldn't harm me. Now.
Bike came flying out of the sky, headlight blazing its way. Ray steering with Bobby and Cass standing in their sidecars. I could just make out they were holding something in their paws. The bike was heading straight for the dragon's head. Be careful! The dragon was so stunned by what was happening, it didn't have time to react. Ray steered Crypto 2 just over its head and just as it passed its brow, Bobby and Cass threw whatever they had in their paws directly into the eyes of the beast.
Its roar was cut off in an instant when it slumped to the ground, massive head dropping as quickly as your stomach on a roller coaster. It was knocked out. Ray idled over to me and the boy, who was fine, by the way.
Puny mother.
Bobby and Cass jumped out and checked on Finn. Kisses all round. How did you know where to find this lass?
Ray has her ways, puny mother. We must go, though. Potion is short on time.
Ooh, fair enough. The five of us managed to squeeze into Crypto 2, and before we could even give the dragon the chance to snore, we input the coordinates for home and away we went. We're back home safe, folks. Have been for a fortnight now. Turns out that after the incident with the scarecrows, Bobby had installed a tracking device on my crypto cycle, and if it ever ceased transmission, it set off an alarm that she carried at all times. Also provided the last known coordinates. That's one smart pussycat. The sleeping powder that they used, that was from Cass's cabinet. She's been studying up on potions, and this one did just the trick. Ray had even cut short her Vegas trip to help when Bob and Cass showed up. You have no idea how many treats that's cost me. Worth every penny, though. And there you have it, my friends. End of the Roanoke mystery. If you'd be kind enough to stay after the music, I've got a couple of wee announcements to make. And that'd be grand if you could. But till next time, my friends. Slantcha. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Firstly of all, got some new patrons to shout out. So, big ol' thank you. Click, click, click. Big ol' thank yous to Heather Smith, Aop, and also to Alicia Tully and Rachel McMahon, who both increased their pledges from 5 to 8, which is brilliant. Thank you very, 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 very much. If yourselves who are not at the moment on Patreon and would like to be, you can find it at www.patreon.com/ Mirths and Monsters. There's a variety of tiers from $1 up to a $50 one-off donation. That can get you the usuals, stickers, cups, t-shirts, badges, all that malarkey. Plus, I will be reading, for the $3 tier and up, I will be reading a fairy tale. The most recent one was Hansel and Gretel. For the $8 and up tiers, I am reading Hound of the Baskervilles by Sherlock Holmes. By Sherlock Holmes, no. I'll be reading Hound of the Baskervilles by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Which features Sherlock Holmes. Wow. I'm doing that in 4 parts. So it's about an hour each section. Yeah. So if you want to do that, that'd be grand. There's also merch you can buy. I'm now on Threadless. It's Mirths and Monsters. I need to look this up. I do apologize. Mirthsandmonsters.threadless.com. And there's, at the moment, just 2 designs, but I'll be putting more stuff up and you can get so many things on there. You can also do a one-off donation through Acast Supporter, which is already, the link is already in the show. And as always, you can reach out to me if you so wish. Twitter, Mirths_Monsters. I'm on Instagram, Mirths73.
And you can join the Facebook group. Smurfs and Monsters Facebook group, aka Finn's Fan Club. We're rapidly approaching 500 members now, and we have an absolute blast in there. So, if you want to have some fun on a safe part of the internet, that's a place to go. So, till next time, folks. Take care of yourselves during this doolally time. If you can't keep your chins up, reach out to somebody, they'll look after you as well. Till I speak to you again. Daddy Fling.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.